The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to look at a little bit of entertainment news nationally. A couple of tidbits here. Our national parks are picking up from some special treatment from National Geographic and its upcoming documentary series. Starts August 29th and runs for five consecutive nights. First Lady Jill Biden is helping promote the series by introducing each night's installment of America's National Parks. In addition to introducing each segment, she's also encouraging Americans to visit the parks. In a video clip, the First Lady says America's national parks are full of unrivaled beauty, geological wonders, cultural history, and amazing wildlife. Country music star Garth Brooks is executive producer and narrator of the series. Individual episodes feature the landscapes and wildlife habitats of Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Big Bend, Badlands, and Hawaii Volcanoes National Parks. In conjunction with the First Lady's Joining Forces initiative for military and veteran families, National Geographic will also air a public service announcement during the series in which Biden reminds service members, veterans, and their families of their free admission to all national parks. Saturday Night Live alum Kenan Thompson is this year's host of the Emmy Awards, scheduled for September 12th. In a statement released by Thompson, being a part of this incredible evening where we honor the best of the television community is ridiculously exciting. And to do it on NBC, my longtime network family, makes it even more special. Thompson has been with NBC's Late Night Sketch Show since 2003 and returns for his 20th season this fall. The September 12th Emmy ceremony will air live on NBC and be carried on its streaming sibling, Peacock. Top nominees include the dramas Succession and Squid Game and comedies Ted Lasso, Hacks, and Only Murders in the Building. Olivia Newton-John's death from cancer has impacted many. The beloved singer and actress lost her cancer battle August 8th. In a tribute, several Australian landmarks, including the Sydney Opera House, Optus Stadium in Perth, and Flinders Street Railway Station in Melbourne, will glow pink in memory of the performer who became one of Australia's most loved celebrities. And American actress Anne Heche is still in critical condition after crashing her vehicle into a house. The accident ignited a fire. CNN reported that Heche is under investigation for misdemeanor DUI and hit and run. Investigators obtained a warrant for a blood draw on the day of the incident. They are still awaiting those results. Heche's representative told CNN she has not been able to meet with investigators yet as a result of her injuries. All righty, right around the corner, we've got the Hopscotch Music Festival. Returns to downtown Raleigh to celebrate its 12th year. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. The festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year, set for Thursday through Saturday, September 8th through the 10th. Hailed as the best underground and experimental music fest in the country, The Hopscotch Music Festival is a three-day sonic salute to creative and boundary-pushing musical stylings that boasts over 160 artists and bands, nearly half of them from in-state. With official programming stretching across 12 walkable venues, Hopscotch is a citywide celebration for locals and fans visiting from faraway locales. The event is known as one of the biggest and best music festivals of its kind in the country. The list of performers is way too long to highlight everyone here, but you can check it out on their website. Again, the event is Thursday through Saturday, September 8th through the 10th, the Hopscotch Music Festival. Downtown Raleigh again takes center stage in its hosting of this year's IBMA World of Bluegrass. Mark the dates if you already haven't, September 27th through October 1st. The initial lineup of performers for shows at Red Hat Amphitheater have already been announced and include the infamous String Dusters, the Jerry Douglas Band, Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, Sierra Hull, Balsam Range, Dom Flemons and Schultz Dream, Delamay, and Twisted Pine. IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC, is just one piece of the World of Bluegrass, billed as the most important week in bluegrass music. There's also, of course, the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, and the 33rd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. The executive director, Pat Moore, says the fan experience will be unmatched at this year's event, and we look forward to an exciting week of reuniting with old friends and hearing great music from award-winning artists to special collaborations with special guests. As in past years, events during IBMA World of Bluegrass will take place at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Red Hat Amphitheater, and at various venues around town. IBMA's Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC, is the largest free urban bluegrass festival in the world. Some other festivals going on Saturday, October 8th. It's the Diwali celebration. Diwali is the most widely celebrated religious and cultural event in India and marks the victory of good over evil, light over dark, and the beginning of the new year. Also known as the Festival of Lights, Diwali encourages artistic expression through vibrant performances, unique exhibits, and colorful decorations. Each year, Kerry Diwali includes music, dance, theater performances, a handicraft bazaar, Indian food vendors, sponsor booths, an exhibition of Indian art and culture, activities for children, demonstrations, and so much more. Kerry's Diwali celebration will be held at Cocobooth Amphitheater Saturday, October 8th. September 9th through the 11th, 16th through the 18th, and 23rd through the 25th, it's Autumn at Oz. Children and adults of all ages who love The Wizard of Oz will find themselves transported straight into the movie at the Land of Oz theme park in Beach Mountain. Although the park was officially closed in 1980, after a decade of extreme popularity and success, interest in the park really never died. So the Autumn at Oz event was born. Visitors can celebrate the arrival of fall with Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion while they travel from the Kansas farm down the yellow brick road to the magical land of Oz. The Autumn at Oz Festival is the largest Oz festival in the world, a combination of your standard festival with arts and crafts, handmade trinkets, memorabilia, and food vendors. It also includes a completely immersive theatrical experience where guests are engulfed into the classic story as you travel into the Gale, Kansas farm through the tornado experience and down the yellow brick road to the Emerald City. While Emerald City and the balloon ride no longer exist, the Land of Oz built a temporary Emerald City area, complete with a stage show, food vendors, and shopping for guests to enjoy during the festival. Again, the Oz Festival is located at Beach Mountain. Those dates again, September 9th through the 11th, 16th through the 18th, and 23rd through the 25th. North Carolina Apple Festivals. There are more than you might think. Saturday, October 1st, it's the Brushy Mountain Apple Festival, North Wilkesboro, one of the largest one-day arts and crafts festivals in the Southeast. Estimated attendance, about 160,000. The Lincoln County Apple Festival in Lincolnton held the third Saturday in October. Estimated attendance, 80,000. The North Carolina Apple Festival in Hendersonville, that's September 2nd through the 5th. Arts and crafts, food vendors, and lots of entertainment. And there's also the King Apple Parade on Labor Day. The South Jersey Apple Fest, early September at the Cumberland County Fairgrounds. It's a fee. Why it's called the South Jersey Apple Fest, I do not know. The Taylorsville Apple Festival is the third Saturday in October. Attendance there, about 30,000. Then we have the Haywood Apple Harvest Festival in Waynesville, held in mid-October. Attendance, about 35,000 visitors. Fall wouldn't be fall without the NC State Fair. The event this year starts October 13th and runs through October 23rd, with tons of stuff planned each and every day. VisitRaleigh.com calls the fair a first-class, family-oriented entertainment and educational event occurring each October in Raleigh. The fair is the largest event in the state of North Carolina and the largest 10-day agricultural event in the nation, annually drawing about 1 million visitors. The fair is all about seeking out and showcasing the finest of North Carolina, whether that be in a horse show, livestock show, culinary, handicraft, or art competition, or with the Homegrown Music Fest concert series. A state fair is a way to celebrate everything that is uniquely North Carolina. The state fair, of course, has lots and lots of livestock. In fact, more than 60 different animals are on display each year. There's dairy cattle, beef cattle, sheep, goats, swine, turkeys, chickens, and rabbits. Of course, there are a number of youth livestock shows, including the North Carolina State Fair Junior Livestock Educational Scholarships. That scholarship program looks at a youth's involvement in NC State Fair livestock shows, academic achievement and essay, and their overall resume. Other categories at the NC State Fair: Family and Consumer Sciences, 4-H competitions, the Folk Festival, Department of Labor Apprentice Contests, Horseshoe Pitching Contest, Handicrafts and Hobbies, and an Essay Contest. What else is there? Well, of course, there are concerts at Dorton Arena. Musical performances at the Waterfall and Bluegrass stages. Grandstand shows such as the annual Tractor Pull and Demolition Derby. And, of course, at the end of the day, Fireworks light up the night sky starting around 9:45. I know I've left some events at the NC State Fair out, but it would take so much time to mention everything that goes on during the fair. All right, seeing what is going on at PNC Arena, next door to the NC State Fairgrounds. Coming up on Thursday, August 18th, Pink Floyd's Roger Waters. This is not a drill tour. Saturday, August 20th, Funny Man Kevin Hart, Reality Check Tour. Friday, August 26th, My Chemical Romance, with special guests Turnstile and Soul Glow. Sunday, October 2nd, Panic at the Disco. Thursday, October 6th, Dr. David Jeremiah featuring the Gaither Vocal Band. Friday, October 7th, Cat Williams 2023 and Me Tour. Tuesday, October 18th, Greta Van Fleet, Dream in Gold Tour 2022. Thursday, November 3rd, it's Reba McEntire. Special guest, Terry Clark. Wednesday through Sunday, December 7th through the 11th, Disney on Ice, Frozen, and Encanto. All right, the full-frame documentary film festival is still going on, the outdoor summer festival film series at Durham Central Park. The summer roadshow will take place every other Monday in August, including three free documentary film screenings, and of course some of them have already occurred. The festival marks the return of in-person events for Full Frame, which has hosted virtual events the past 2 years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Coming up August 29th, it's Mama Bears. This film explores the journeys of Sarah Cunningham and Kimberly Shapley, two mama bears whose profound love for their LGBTQ+ children turned them into fierce advocates for the entire queer community. And Terrell Moores, a young African-American lesbian whose struggle for self-acceptance exemplifies why the mother bears are so vitally important. The screenings start at 8:30, Durham Central Park. Attendees should bring their own chairs and blankets to sit on. All right, if you happen to be going out of town, we'll start with Charlotte. The Spectrum Center there, Saturday, August 27th, they're featuring The Lumineers, the Brightside World Tour 2022. Sunday, September 4th, 21 Pilots, the Icy Tour. Sunday, September 11th, Kevin Hart, the Reality Check Tour. Tuesday, September 20th, Carol G, Strip Love Tour. Wednesday, September 21st, Mary J. Blige, Good Morning Gorgeous Tour. Sunday, October 2nd, Charlotte R&B Experience. Thursday, October 20th, Lizzo, the Special Tour. Monday, October 24th, WWE Monday Night Raw. Friday, October 28th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. And Tuesday, December 6th, it is Daddy Yankee. Then at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium, the concerts there, there are two remaining this year. Thursday, September 1st, Red Hot Chili Peppers Global Tour 2022. And Sunday, September 18th, Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. That at, once again, at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. Then the current lineup at Greensboro Coliseum starts Saturday, September 10th with Alan Jackson. Saturday, September 17th, Mary J. Blige, the Good Morning Gorgeous Tour. Saturday, September 24th, Little Dirk and Friends. Friday, September 30th, Los Tigres del Norte. Saturday, October 8th, Real Talk Comedy Tour. Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th at Greensboro Coliseum, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party. Saturday, October 22nd, Casting Crowns, The Healer Tour. Sunday, October 23rd, Christian Nodal. Tuesday, October 25th, Iron Maiden, Legacy of the Beast World Tour 2022. Wednesday, November 23rd, Los Angeles Azules. Thursday through Sunday, December 1st through the 4th, Disney on Ice, Frozen and Encanto. And Sunday, December 11th, for King and Country, A Drummer Boy Christmas. All right, let's check out the lineup at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, August 17th, John Hyatt and the Goners, a master lyricist and satirical storyteller. Hyatt delivers songs filled with tales of redemption, relationships, and surrendering on his own terms. Saturday, August 20th, War on the Catwalk. We get ready for your favorite queens from around the world as they perform live on stage. Sunday, September 4th, Crowded House, Dreamers Awaiting North American Tour. The band's first incarnation lasted from 85 through 95 with four studio albums and enjoyed much success worldwide, becoming particularly beloved for their freewheeling and interactive live shows. Thursday, September 8th at Carolina Theater, Croce plays Croce, 50th anniversary. From A.J. Croce, a special night of music featuring a complete set of classics by his late father, Jim Croce, some of his own tunes and songs that influenced both him and his father. Saturday, September 17th, Matt Nathanson with special guest Donovan Woods. Based in San Francisco, Nathanson has evolved into one of the premier songwriters and dynamic performers on the music scene today. Monday, September 19th, an evening with Brian Culbertson, featuring Marcus Anderson and Markeel Jordan. Over the course of crafting a 20-album catalog and architecting more than 30 Billboard number one singles as a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer, Culbertson has charted his own unique course in music. Tuesday, September 20th, the Robert Cray Band. Since 1974, the band has been touring and recording their unique groove, born from a love of soul, R&B, gospel, blues, and rock and roll. The five-time Grammy winner has been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame and earned the Americana Music Awards Lifetime Achievement for Performance. Saturday, September 24th, the Monty Schooled. It's the day of the final exam, and you realize that you haven't been to class all semester. You're going to fail this exam, and you're going to fail this class. Then you wake up in a cold sweat. You're 40 years old and haven't been to school in years. Join the Monty as they share true and personal stories about getting schooled in very real and unavoidable ways. Wednesday, September 28th, Billy Bragg, USA and Canada Tour 2022. It was 37 years ago when the Saturday boy from Essex, who would become the UK's most foremost political singer-songwriter, released his first record, Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy. It contained seven songs, honed live, bashed out on a punk rock electric guitar, and wrapped in a utilitarian single-color sleeve. It charted at number 30 in the national charts. Billy Bragg had arrived. Thursday, September 29th, Sibling Rivalry Tour. This sibling rivalry has reached a new dimension in a multimedia extravaganza that takes us through the television tubes on a quest to settle the ultimate dispute. Sit back, relax, and don't touch that remote, because this is a battle of royale of lip syncs, costume changes, and low blows you do not want to miss. And Friday, September 30th, Ninja Sex Party Up Close and Personal Tour. After 3 years of not touring for some reason, Ninja Sex Party is back with an all-acoustic show. With the help of the Super Guitar Brothers and producer Jim Roach, Danny and Brian are doing their first ever live acoustic tour featuring your favorite Ninja Sex Party songs, plus some amazing yet somehow totally believable new surprises. That's the lineup currently for the month of September at Carolina Theater. All right. Moving on to DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. And we're going to just touch on a couple of things coming up there. Wednesday, August 17th, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Saturday, August 20th, Curtis Connor on tour 2022. Saturday, August 27th, Joe Coy, Funny is Funny Tour. Let me repeat that. Joe Coy, Funny is Funny Tour, set for Saturday, August 27th. Thursday, September 8th, Jim Jeffries, The Moist Tour. Friday, September 9th, The Temptations and The Four Tops. That's all you got to say. Wednesday through Sunday, September 14th through October 2nd, Frozen. That's right, Frozen. And then Thursday, October 6th, Funny Lady, Very Funny Lady, Wanda Sykes. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bullet Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. If you have any comments, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.